and us.
They wanted us to call them mother and father, but we called them mama and papa.
What about your grandparents? Did you?
Grandma and grandpa.
And let's see. Do you ever know sometimes a baby, baby in the family will have a name that's known just among family members? What kind of name is your
nickname?
Yeah.
Well, see, Dodie's my nickname.
Oh.
The children couldn't say Josephine. So they said Dodie-fine. Now my cousins call me Dodie-fine. And then he got down to Dodie. And then he got down when Martha Jackson came along. She was the first grandchild in our family. When she came along, she gave me a shorter name. She changed it to Dodo. And so her family, that family calls me, I said, I'm the oldest children. She called me Sunday to tell me that she was a grandmother. A dog that had a little boy. That is out in Houston, Texas. And she had, I thought she was going to have the baby in February. But they miscounted somehow, but anyway. She had it on St. Patrick's Day. And the child's name is Andrew Patrick. Both families are good Catholics. Martha married a Catholic and joined the church with him. So her children have been reared in the Catholic Church. And it's just lucky that this girl, she went to Rice, and so did he. And that's where she met him, at that Rice in Houston. And that's where they live. Now, that baby is my... Well, that's one thing I've been doing wrong. The lady downstairs straight me out on
his. Are you his aunt?
I am his great grand aunt. He is my great grandson. Now, I've been calling them my great nieces. One generation is your grand nieces. The next generation, they're great grand. I've been calling his mother my great niece. Well, it was wrong. She was my grand niece. Her son will be my great grand nephew.
Number of generations there.
Mm-hmm. You say grandmother, see? That's your mother's mother.
Your great-grandmother.
And her mother would be your great-grandmother. Well, you ought to do your nieces and nephews the same way. So you remember that when you start having great-grands and so forth.
That's true. But then you might put a baby into some wheels.
Well, they have so many. It used to be just a baby carriage. But now you have so many things, and I don't know what you call all of them. I saw, Ted, little girl, colored woman was rolling this baby up on Broad Street. And I said, oh, what a pretty little baby. Whose is she? And she said, Mr. Ms. And I said, oh, yes. I told her dad, her daddy, Ted Henry, bought this house up and just fixed it up. And you know they fixed that house up and moved in it, did it all over on the inside and moved in. It's one of the finest houses ever built in Selma. And lightning struck it or something happened and that house burned. And they had to move out. They bought a house and moved out into it, and now they're just getting ready and they're going to open it for the pilgrimage in 2 weeks. And but it has those parquet floors and it has gorgeous floors. That house is really a gorgeous thing.
I guess something like lightning.
I don't know what, I've forgotten what they said caused it. But it started up in the attic. And of course it couldn't get out. And we had a roof on it, and it went down into the house.
You might tell a naughty child, if you don't behave, you're going to get a
spanking. In our family, most of us got spanked with the hand of the parent. We didn't Mama didn't use brushes or switches or anything like that on us. But they could slap you right hard.